Well, your dad didn't die in front of you, so what are you going to say to that? And I really, like, it was my crutch for until I got here, pretty much. So from then, I was still having fun, though, drinking. Like, it wasn't like it was, I was always angry when I was drinking. It was still a good time. But people in my life started to see, I started ruining Christmas and not showing up for people when I was supposed to show up for them because I drank the night before. And people started to notice that, like, hey, you are, like, you kind of have a problem doing this. And I was way too young to hear that. And I was like, I'm doing what everyone else is doing. Until, like, fast forward, the people I was hanging out with were also turning to me and being like, hey, you kind of have a problem. And I figured out, like, I do this a little bit differently than everyone I'm with. Even if they partake in what I'm doing, like, they don't do it the way that I do. Like, I'm over the top. Like, it has to be 110 miles an hour at all times. So, actually, side note, funny, one of my very good friends who was my freshman year roommate in college, so you can only imagine what he witnessed, sent me a meme on Instagram yesterday, and it was like, hey, do you mind if I invite my buddy who gets kicked out of everywhere? I think he's going to be chill tonight. And he captioned, he was like, this was you. And I'm like, hey, that's on growth. You know, and I just spent New Year's Eve with that same guy. So it's just a little, you know, gift of the program. But so, long story short, pretty much what it was once I started drinking, I couldn't stop drinking. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. As soon as alcohol got into my system, I was out of control. Like, all bets were off. Didn't know what I was going to drink, what I was going to put into my system. And every time that I tried to stop drinking, you know, like, failed out of college, and I came home, and I used, like, I'm just so sad, and I hate the world, and blah, 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 for my mom to feel bad for me. And I'm like, I'll go to therapy and all this stuff, and I'll stop drinking, and I'm gonna get in shape, and blah, blah, blah. Like, failing out of college is a good enough reason to stop drinking, I think. And that lasted like maybe 3 weeks, and then I just needed one excuse to be like, well, I could have a couple beers tonight, and then I'm off to the races again. And that's kind of how my drinking went forever, until I got here. And I moved down to, I moved in with my uncle for a little bit. I did a geographical change, and moved in with my uncle, who's like the only guy in my life that didn't give up on me. And he, like, really taught me how to, like, live life and transition from, like, this messed up, like, young adult to, like, started giving me, like, adult responsibilities and teaching me things that, like, no one in my life taught me. And I didn't have that male influence at a very important time in my life. So it was like, it was learning a lot later in life, and the guy saved my life. Like, that's the best way, the way I could put that. But because of that, I was able to keep a job, and I was able to, like, do all these things, and had a little bit of money saved, and yeah. And I decided to move down to Florida, and Tampa ate me up in 3 months. It was like, I don't have anything under control. I am just as bad as I was when I was, like, 16. So I was, like, on the verge of getting fired from work, and someone stepped in and pointed me to the direction of AA. And I picked up a white chip that day. I had absolutely no idea what it was when I picked up a white chip. And I've been sober since then. And after that meeting, I was like, well, there's got to be places where, like, people my age also aren't drinking. And I walked into YPG like 2 days later, and it turns out that, like, I was still the youngest guy there because everyone here that started the meeting decided to stay sober, which I love that. I absolutely love that. But I was, like, ready to run out, and my sponsor, Chris, walked up to me and was like, hey, man, you got a sponsor? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, dude. Like, what? I'm like, no. He's like, you got a big book? I'm like, also don't know what that is. And he's like, sweet. Take this book, read the doctor's opinion, call me, we'll start talking, and, you know, like, I could be, like, your, like, interim sponsor until you find your own. Now, at the time, I'm like, dude, I have no idea. Like, thank you so much for coming up to me, and I'm extremely thankful for him. So, like, from there, we got into the book, and he took me through the steps, and going through the steps, like, a lot of people make it a big deal. it was not that big of a deal for me. I don't know if it was like, because when I got here, I was so ready because I hated myself so much. But like what was so freeing about it was being able to tell someone that like things I've never told anybody. And then him being like, yeah, it's cool. I did something like that too. And I'm like, all right, sweet. That's cool. You know, and the growth that comes with that, that where like that being honest, looking someone in their face and telling them something I don't want to tell them now translates into my real life when I'm at work, when I'm interacting with my family, like that lesson right there. And I'm confident in doing it because I've had to do it on something that's way more, that was way more important to me at the time than whatever I'm talking about. So like, that's just like one of those gifts of the program, you know, and like without going through the steps with my sponsor, like I would never had that opportunity for growth. And then, you know, doing the amends and sitting down with him and him being like, eh, well, maybe we're not gonna reach out to that person. And I don't know, I'm extremely thankful and the steps changed my life. Like it made me open my eyes and I'm like, oh, I've been the fucking problem the whole time. It's me. But being able to learn from that and carrying it out into my everyday life. But he's also there to like check me on stuff. I know like when I was early on getting sober, I was heading back up to New York. It's where I'm from originally. I'm like, I'm through the steps. I'm like, dude, I think I'm gonna reach out to my ex-girlfriend, like a hostage I had that I haven't talked to in years. And he's like, can't wait to hear this one. Why? And I give him some BS answer that I swear to God, like I believed. And he just started cracking up and he was like, that's your ego talking. You just want to walk in and have her see you like, hey, I'm sober now. And I'm like, damn. And he was right. And I didn't reach out to her. So at that time, at least, but, but you know, I am an alcoholic. So I keep coming back. And then, you know, my own experience, like I don't have any sponsees right now, but I've had sponsees and, you know, it's steps 1 through 3 and I never hear from them again. Don't see them. You know, I had one guy tell me that, like, I think I'm going to move out of a halfway house and, like, I should go live on the street. Like, I'm better at that. And I'm like, no. And he was like, nah, you don't understand. And I'm like, okay, like, have fun. And, like, that's how it's been. But in that little time, in the experience that I've had, what I realize is, like, when I do have a sponsee, I am 100% better, a better AAer than, like, I ever am when I'm on my own. Like, I show up for someone, I'm picking up the phone, I'm going to meetings I usually don't go to, and I'm just like locked in. I'm like, I really want to help this guy. And I am not someone that really wants to help anybody because I want to help Kevin and Kevin only. And unless you want to help Kevin, I don't want you around. So, like having that experience and being able to, you know, sit with those guys and like really go through the book, the first couple pages of the book with them. And it just takes me out of myself. And that's what it's done for me. Yeah, I don't know. I am really grateful for like what this program has done for me. I'll just give you a quick little story from, I was up in New York for Christmas. And for the first time ever in my life, I had a conversation with my mom who she looked at me like I was a full-blown, my own adult. Like, we had a conversation that was, like, on a level that it's a moment I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And, like, you know, without sitting and doing a four-step and talking about heavy shit and, like, looking each other in our eyes and being able to, like, articulate what I'm trying to say without being like, no, fuck you, or, like, because that's how I know how to communicate, you know? I have the chills right now, and I'm just, like, moments like that is, like, why I keep coming back, because when I'm out there drinking, I don't think about anybody else, and I'm one step away from burning my life down or getting arrested again when I'm out there drinking, and then that's what's going on in my life now. So, I don't know. I'm rambling at this point. So, thank you.